Tech support scams used to be easy to spot. A heavy accent, a thick script, a vague claim that Microsoft detected a problem on your computer. Most business owners learned to hang up. The scams targeted the elderly, the unfamiliar, the trusting. Businesses thought they were safe. That was the 2018 version. The 2026 version is unrecognizable. And small and mid-sized businesses are now the primary target. This post walks through how tech support scams have evolved in the past 18 months, why SMBs have become the sweet spot for attackers, and the 5 operational controls every business should put in place this week to defend against the new generation of attacks. What changed? 5 shifts that rewrote the playbook. 1. Voice cloning crossed the indistinguishable threshold. In late 2025, researchers at Fortune and across the cybersecurity industry confirmed what threat intelligence teams had been seeing all year. AI voice cloning has reached a point where human listeners can no longer reliably distinguish synthetic voices from real ones. The technical bar dropped at the same time. Modern voice cloning tools need only 3 to 5 seconds of source audio to produce an 85% accurate clone. That audio can come from anywhere: a podcast appearance, a webinar recording, a LinkedIn video, a voicemail greeting, a radio interview, a Chamber of Commerce panel video posted to YouTube. Public voice samples are now the raw material for highly convincing attacks. 2. Deepfake-enabled phishing attacks surged 1,600% in early 2025. Group IB's High-Tech Crime Trends Report 2026, along with reporting from CISA and the FTC, documented a 1,600% plus increase in deepfake-enabled phishing attacks in Q1 2025 versus Q4 2024. That isn't a typo. The attack volume increased 17-fold in a single quarter. The reason is straightforward economics. Voice cloning tools that used to require specialized expertise are now sold as subscription services on dark web marketplaces for under $50 a month. The barrier to entry for sophisticated voice attacks collapsed, and the attack volume followed. 3. The targets shifted from consumers to SMBs. The first wave of AI-enabled scams hit consumers, especially elderly individuals through grandparent scams, I'm in jail, send bail money, and tech support scams, your computer has a virus. The second wave hit large enterprises through CEO impersonation and CFO deepfake video calls, including a documented Hong Kong case where attackers stole $25 million by impersonating a finance executive in a deepfake video conference. The third wave, which is happening right now, targets small and mid-sized businesses. SMBs are the sweet spot. Enough money to be worth attacking, not enough security maturity to stop the attacks, and far less likely than enterprises to have dedicated security teams or sophisticated detection. 4. The script changed completely. Modern tech support scams against businesses don't say, "We're calling from Microsoft." They sound like your IT provider, your MSP, your phone system vendor, or your bookkeeper's IT person. They know your software stack. They know your business hours. They know the names of your staff. They're calling from a spoofed number that matches a real vendor relationship in your phone records. The conversation is calm, professional, and routine. No yelling, no urgency, no red flags that 2018-era training prepared you to spot. That's the point. 5. Major breaches confirmed SMB-relevant attack patterns. The Charter Communications breach disclosed in May 2026 exposed 40 million customer records to the threat actor group Shiny Hunters. Much of the initial access came through phishing attacks against Charter employees. If a Fortune 500 telecom with a real security operations center can be social engineered through the phone, the bar for SMB attacks is meaningfully lower, not higher. What a modern tech support scam against an SMB looks like. Picture a typical day at a 25-employee dental practice, a 12-vehicle auto dealership, or a 30-person law firm. The phone rings at 10:30 a.m. Caller ID shows the number of your IT provider. The voice on the other end sounds like your usual tech contact at that provider, because the attacker harvested 2 minutes of his voice from a webinar recording posted on the MSP's marketing site. "Hey, it's Mike from your MSP. We're seeing some alerts coming off your firewall. Looks like some unusual traffic patterns. Nothing to panic about, but I need to get in to take a closer look before it becomes a real issue. Can you go to anydesk.com and install the client real quick? Once you're connected, I'll walk you through what I'm seeing. The remote access tool is real. AnyDesk, TeamViewer, ConnectWise Screen Connect, SplashTop are all legitimate tools. The attacker just had you install one and grant them access. Within 10 minutes, they have full remote access to your workstation, visibility into every application you have open, access to your salve,